Over the next 3 days, thousands of health workers will fan out across 6 volatile provinces in southern Afghanistan. Their aim is to vaccinate 1.8 million newborns and children under 5 against polio. The UN-led polio immunization campaign was briefly suspended last week following the deaths of 2 Afghan doctors working for the World Health Organization. A spokeswoman for WHO's Global Polio Eradication Initiative, Shauna Barry, tells VOA UN aid agencies and local communities decided it was important to go ahead with a campaign for the sake of the children. She says she hopes and believes the warring factions will abide by the UN's call for so-called days of tranquility and allow the vaccinators to do their job in safety.
The 21st of September is an important day because it's International Peace Day, and we have traditionally used this opportunity to say, let's have everyone pause and help us access the children. That said, I understand from our team leader there that we do expect probably slightly lower coverage in some of those areas, just so we can respect all the measures that we need to take to protect our people.
Afghanistan is one of 4 countries with endemic polio. The others are India, Pakistan, and Nigeria. The World Health Organization has confirmed 18 cases of polio in Afghanistan this year. Most occurred in southern and eastern regions, where insurgent violence is the strongest and health workers are most at risk. Barry says Afghanistan is the closest of the 4 endemic countries in stopping the spread of the crippling polio virus. But she acknowledges vaccinators so far have been unable to reach about 100,000 children in the south because of the insecurity.
So it's not a huge number. This is a nation with 7 million children under the age of 5. So that is not the significant obstacle. Afghanistan can be addressed. They're very close. And with the kind of determination that we've seen this week, this is an area where they're very optimistic in terms of stopping polio transmission.
About 350,000 children a year have become paralyzed from polio since 1988, when the World Health Organization began its global eradication campaign. Most of the world is now polio-free. This year, the WHO reports more than 1,200 cases of polio globally. More than half of these are in Nigeria. The World Health Organization says Nigeria is the major stumbling block in efforts to wipe this crippling disease off the face of the earth. WHO spokeswoman Barry says the last 2 polio immunization rounds in these Nigerian states failed to reach all the children targeted because the operations were not well planned. She says vaccinators lack proper training. She notes some parents who are reluctant to immunize their children, fearing the vaccine could cause sickness or sterility, hide their children during these campaigns. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.